Welcome back to the Daily Taoist with Will Nemo. We're talking about the Tao Te Ching and how to get into spirit and alignment with the way. Today I'll be talking about the 33rd verse, Living Self-Mastery. One who understands others has knowledge. One who understands himself has wisdom. Mastering others requires force. Mastering the self requires strength. If you realize that you have enough, you are truly rich. One who gives himself to his position surely lives long. One who gives himself to the Tao surely lives forever. In our contemporary world, an educated person is generally thought of as someone with several diplomas who's in a particular position to discuss all manner of topics, particularly in the academic field. In addition to amassing scholastic credits, highly learned people often understand and reach out to help others. In fact, they seem to possess the ability to effectively read other people. These individuals' power and status tend to increase in proportion to the number of men and women they oversee, such as with the president of a university, a CEO of a business, or a general of an army. In this 33rd verse of the Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu is asking you to change the way you look at these twin ideas of knowledge and power. You're invited to evaluate your level of self-mastery by turning your gaze inward and seeing the world and your place in it in a new light. A Tao-oriented life focuses on understanding yourself rather than on the thinking and behavior of others. You shift from the acquisition of information and the pursuit of status symbols to understanding and mastering yourself in any and all situations. Power over others is replaced with an inner strength that empowers you to behave from a wisdom that is inherently the Tao. As you modify your thinking, your world will undergo pleasantly dramatic changes. For example, as you realize that you are responsible for your reactions in any given moment, others will cease to have any personal power or control over you. Rather than worrying, why is that person behaving that way and making me feel so upset? You can see the situation as an invitation to explore yourself in a new attitude of self-mastery. Your inward exploration allows you to permit the flow of inner responses, examining with tolerance directed toward yourself. By seeking your stream of thoughts and simply going with them, the conduct of that other person instantly loses its potency. You begin seeing your world suffused with the harmony of the Tao eternally and internally flowing through you. In any situation, whether it be under the heading of family, work, or social, or even just because seeing the atrocities reported on the evening news, you become more aware of there's no way they would have power over you. By refusing to turn the controls of your existence over to anyone or any set of circumstances, you're exercising your personal strength instead of force. You are indeed experiencing self-mastery. And this new state of internal control has come about because you've elected to live in accordance with the Tao. You don't need the approval of others or another possession in order to be happy. You must merely understand yourself as a divine piece of the eternal Tao, always connected to that infinite essence. Lao Tzu equates the ability to look within for the source of enlightenment and strength with eternal life. He reminds you that while this knowledge extends external, such as knowledge and power over others, may provide a long life, shifting to being in charge of yourself offers an imperishable wisdom and a ticket to immortality. Here's what this great master wants you to take from this verse of the Tao Te Ching and apply to your world. Focus on understanding yourself instead of blaming others. Whenever you're anxious, in pain, or even mildly upset over the conduct of others, take the focus off those you're holding responsible for your inner distress. Shift your mental energy to allowing yourself to be with whatever you're feeling. Let the Tao flow freely without blaming others for your feelings, and don't blame yourself either. Just allow the Tao to unfold. Tell yourself that no one has the power to make you uneasy without your consent, and that you're unwilling to grant that authority to this person right now. But you're willing to freely experience your emotions without calling them wrong or needing to chase them away. Flow in the Tao now. In this way, with this simple exercise at the moment of your disease, you've made a shift to self-mastery. It's important to bypass blame and even your desire to understand the other person. Instead, focus on understanding yourself. By taking responsibility for how you choose to respond to anything or anyone, you're aligning yourself with the Tao. Change the way you choose to perceive the power that others have over you, and you will see a bright new world of unlimited potential for yourself. Cultivate your desire for others to discover the Tao in their lives. Dismiss any desire to extend power over others through the forceful nature of your actions and your personality. Ego believes that others are incapable of running their own lives and wants control with force. So demonstrate your inner strength by abandoning such tactics. Catch yourself as you're about to tell others how they should be. Use the opportunity to practice allowing them to learn their own lessons without interference from you. Notice how you often attempt to use verbal force to convince others to listen to you. Remind yourself to remain quiet and send loving energy. Practicing this kindness of self-mastery is, even through its rare today's world, you are strong enough to trust the Tao. When your judgments dominate, the flow of the Tao slows. See how the world truly changes right before your eyes when you sincerely desire that others allow their own life paths, which will lead them to realize the greatness of the Tao. All of these formally perceived as needing you to tell them or what or how to live are also the same as you are in the Tao's wisdom and strength. Do the Tao now. Today, practice experiencing the unfolding of the Tao with someone who usually causes you distress. Consciously initiate a conversation with that in-law, ex-spouse, bullying coworker, family member, inviting the Tao to flow freely. Notice how, what, and where you feel. Remain warmly and tolerantly in touch with the sensations within your body. You've entered the space of self-mastery within this moment. And here is from A Course in Miracles that offers in this verse of the Tao Te Ching. This is the only thing that you need to do for vision, happiness, and release from pain. I say only this, and I mean it with no reservations. I am responsible for what I see, and I choose the feelings that I experience. Thanks for listening, guys. I'm going to perhaps put this in practice today with someone I've had a long-standing feud with, my own father. I send him peace, love, and energy, good energy every day. But I've come to the realization that it's not really about him. It's about me and how I feel about him and the situation that we are in currently in 2023. I don't hate anymore, which has really allowed me to just let go of a lot of things. But if you are experiencing that distress with another person in your life, if you have a relationship with someone who doesn't see things your way, and generally is hard to get along with, take a step back and remember this equation: event plus outcome. Event plus reaction equals outcome, right? It's not the event, it's the reaction that determines the outcome. So if you're responding poorly to someone, take a step back and try to understand within yourself, what is it about the event or the person that's causing you to react in such way. Okay. As you know, I have multiple outlets. Please follow, subscribe, like on your favorite platforms, whether that be YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, leave a review. I do have the TikTok, and I do have a Twitter at The Daily Taoist on all platforms. If you want to reach out to me, feel free. This has been Will Nemo. Have yourself a great and prosperous day. Cheers.